Now let all true Protestants ever rejoice and render thanksgiving with heart and with voice. The brave Prince of Orange has been our best friend and routed all popery out of the land. The blessing of God be upon him, I say, and let every Protestant heartily pray that would take upon him to do that great work. Now a fig for the devil, the Pope, and the Turk. Now the true church, it will flourish again. In England there will be no cause to complain. The brave Prince of Orange, he takes such great care, secures all the passages everywhere. He'll have no idolatry used in this land, for the gospel of Christ he will evermore stand. Let Pope and the Jesuits stay all at Rome. He will not allow them in England to come. They have us tormented this 3 or 4 year, since this course of Rome did in England appear. But now they are gone to the Pope to complain, if they can pass safely but over the main. Our Protestant ships, they may be in their way. They'll ask them some questions and cause them to stay. They may be prevented from seeing the Pope, and Tyburn may noose them at last in a rope. The fair London's tower the prince doth command, and all the seaports that in England doth stand. Now he is in London with his noble train. The bells, they did troll it again and again. The bonfires did blaze and the people rejoice. For joy of this prince, they did strain up their voice. The Lord, he did bless him along in his way to save and secure our religion this day. This Protestant army that came with the prince, the Lord gives a blessing to them ever since. The Catholic Irish are put to the rout, and brave Englishmen they do hollow and shout. The prince, his own soldiers are men of renown, and they are made much on in every town. Let all English people then evermore pray, the Lord he may bless them by night and by day. They pay all their quarters most honest and brave. They charge not the country for aught that they have. This army with God, it is blessed to be sure, and that prince their leader may with them endure. God grant him long life, the true church to maintain, and true government be in England again. For the Pope's a deceiver, and Jesuits too, in pardoning of sins is more than they can do. The Irish bravados did fight, it is said, but our English soldiers away from them fled. They said they'd fight in our religion's defense, and so they marched away to the prince. and said for the Church of England they'd stand as long as they could hold a sword in their hand. They'll not be drawn in for to fight the Pope's cause against their religion, the Church, and the laws. And now a free parliament's that we do crave, for the prince and the nobles they say we shall have, to settle the laws and we'll give all content. It cannot be done but by a parliament. Then every poor man will be kept in supply. It will fill all the nation with mirth and with joy. Then a fig for the Jesuits and Pope of Rome that has lost their mass houses in England so soon. When the laws are well settled and peace does remain, in England we shall have brave trading again, our religion secured and the Church is set free. It will be a great comfort for all men to see that the gospel may flourish and have its full course and not be endangered by the French force, and the true Church of England to stand its own ground, that the gospel of Christ may have its full sound.